working.
Yeah, we in there. Yo, woo, check it out. We are here. Y'all know what time it is. It's mixed culture time.
Good morning.
And I am Roosevelt. And guess who else here?
It's me, Kimmy. What's
up, Kimmy? How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing good.
You know, we're going to shoot the breeze today.
We are.
Yeah, we're going to shoot the breeze. What's on your mind?
Right off the dome.
You know what I'm talking about? What's on your mind?
Well, today we're going to just do our praise report.
Hey, we're going to give praises, big ups. I like to call it our big up moment. You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember back in the day we used to say big up. So, yeah, it's going to be the big up moment.
I think only you said big up.
Oh.
But that's
maybe
okay.
Maybe so. That's okay, too. I'll go with that. Don't tell nobody else.
So, though, what you thankful for? What's your praise report?
My praise report, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just tell you how good God is. Let me tell you. My niece, you know, shout out to Linda Butler. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. I hope you see this today. Shout out to Linda Butler, man. She's battling that old mistress, that old damn thing called cancer. And she's going as a champion, man. She just got out the hospital, finished radiation. You know, she's out the hospital, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Damn near lost her, you feel me? But guess what? God had another plan.
God is good.
You feel me? God is good all the time. So that's my praise report. And then just also, another praise report.
What's that?
I met Flame. Flame is a gospel rapper.
Okay.
I met him, man, and I've started listening to his music, baby, back in 2005.
What type of music is?
Gospel rapper.
Okay.
He talk about Jesus. And I'm talking about, man, great man of encouragement and empowerment. God is doing amazing things to him. If y'all ain't never heard of Flame, check him out. He's on all social media sites. But that's my praise report. Big up! What about you now?
You know, I'm not basic, but I'm just going to go back to the fundamentals.
Fundamental.
We just happy to be alive, here, present. Hey.
Ching, 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 ching.
I mean, what better place to be?
Than right here with Mixed Culture. You know, with y'all hosts, Roosevelt and
Kimmy.
Okay, check it out, man. You know how y'all, I mess with Eric Thomas, E.T., the hip-hop preacher, the motivational speaker, and he got some few things for us to know about knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
Is that today's topic? Oh, what
no.
is it? Knowing is half the battle.
We don't have a topic today. We're just shooting the breeze.
Okay.
So
knowing is half the battle, though.
Knowing is half the battle?
Or half the battle.
Knowing is half the battle. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know where that come from. Knowing is half the battle.
Paul said it came from G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. Hey, so my question is, if knowing is half the battle, what's the other part?
Well, what is it that you have to know that's half the battle? What do you have to know? What is it? Knowing what exactly?
My thing is if you're in a battle and you know you're going to a battle, so that's half of knowing that you're going to the battle. Mm. So the other half is just proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Your peace.
Yeah, stand up. But knowledge isn't power. Applied knowledge is power. Shout out to E.T. What you think about that?
All knowledge is power. Because ignorance is bliss. Isn't that what they say? Eyes wide shut. Oh, look at our picture right here. We got on up here. We are doing a segment where we want our viewers and our people that like come in later. What's that? So we're looking at art and just giving it interpretation and meaning based on what we think. Hmm. This isn't shout out to the artist who did this.
We don't know who did it.
We don't know who did it.
But it definitely says,
Yeah.
What's that?
I think she, I don't know. You could take it a bunch of different ways. What do you think?
Hold on, get Jan for it. Grand for a best source right now. You feel me? We in here. So that particular photo is like, you know,
when you first saw it, what you think?
When I first saw it, you know what I'm saying, it came straight like it was like a mind fuck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When excuse the language, but you know, hey, it was something that has to do with somebody or Let me play with your mind.
It could be stimulating.
Let me stimulate your mind.
Right. It could be stimulating. It doesn't necessarily have to be foreplay.
But if you notice, it don't have to be foreplay.
Because you said mindfuck. Stimulation could be
a mindfuck.
No, stimulation can be a mindfuck. Can inspire creativity and innovation, right? Not a mindfuck.
Okay.
Not a mind. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Yeah, bleep all of that. You know, but what happens is, that, like you said, when I first seen it, it was like, wow, you know, first thing can I, you know, you got the, that was the middle finger too, right?
I mean, the middle finger. Okay, so it's the middle finger.
That is the middle finger.
True, I get that. And it does look like, appear to be a man's hand.
And it's a woman. And she's like, oh.
We assume that it's a woman. What makes that a woman?
The hair on the other side of it.
Men would have hair.
Show it one more time, Paul.
You see the cheekbones? But men have hair.
You see the cheekbones?
Men have hair.
Okay, well, you know what?
In this day and age, you don't know how people identify. But,
okay,
this is your interpretation of that.
Correct. Okay. But you know what I realized in that picture, though?
What?
That writing at the top. I didn't know what that was.
I don't know. I hope we ain't throwing out no demonic symbols. Look, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Say right now. But yeah, but what happens? What's also is crazy about this picture? If you notice, the middle finger is in the pineal gland, that third eye.
Is that what?
That's why that red.
Because I thought maybe it was a pill. It could be a happy pill. Somebody, take this.
What you think, Paul? What do you see when you see that?
See, the finger is not three dimensionally correct. Sorry, I went to school for art for 9 years.
Okay.
Something to know.
Yeah.
But aside from the finger, what is your interpretation of the piece of art?
I don't really have. I will have to think on this one.
Okay.
You have to think on that one.
Okay.
Okay. We got another one coming up for y'all, man. But you know, it's just something to make you say And also, don't be shy. Let us know what you think it is. Let us know what message you think. And matter of fact, if you know anything about the little symbols on it, let us know. Put us in tune with that as well. You know what I mean?
Yes. So today we also wanted to talk about systemic education, right?
Systematic?
Systematic. Which one?
Both.
A little of both.
Systematic.
So we went to the Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah.
Right.
And what they say.
And this is what they had to say. Systematic, in the simplest terms, right, is something that is a part of or is embedded in the system itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is the oldest and most common word.
Mm-hmm.
Or the more common word. And it often describes something that is done according to a system or method.
Mm.
So when we think about education and, you know, knowledge, we always think of educational systems, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so we also think of, you think of education, what do you think of?
I think of teachers.
You think of teachers?
Yes.
Do you think of what they teach?
No.
No?
I just think of teachers.
What about the teachers?
They're educating. They're teaching me.
What are they teaching? What are they teaching? You got kids in school, right?
Correct, I do.
Okay, we done been through school.
Yeah.
What are they teaching now? What have they taught you?
What are they teaching? You know, right now it's way different than what they taught me back in the day.
Okay.
You know, health was a little different back in the day. You know what I'm saying? They didn't specify as deep as they go now. I think our health class, as I was growing up, was pretty much basketball and dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We may have a health book. I don't think many of us paid attention to it. I don't even think...
Our books was where we come from. Well, okay, I can't say. Let me just speak. We had old books, and they was borrowed, and they was written through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They talked a lot about having a lack of funding for, resources like that.
Yes.
I think it's... And maybe a little bit different now. I'm so removed from what's going on in the inner city though.
Yes.
That I can only talk about what's going on
in the town
here currently where I'm at. Right. What my kids are experiencing, what their education is like.
Correct.
Here in the public school system.
You know, and what I noticed, far, like I said, again, I'm gonna go back to health. their health is more elaborate now. They look at the body. They teach more on the body. They teach more on food. They teach more on consumption. They teach you about different diseases and things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember those things growing up. I don't remember, you know, them telling me about diabetes.
Well, I don't think they're teaching about diabetes in elementary school.
Yes, they is.
In high school.
Elementary, well, high school, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think that's great. They're taking a better approach to, I mean, maybe they're looking at the health trends.
Correct.
Right? Because correct. I know they're addressing mental health more.
Yes, they. Oh, definitely. That's another big part.
Right? They have counselors in the school and things like mm-hmm. that. Like, I remember, I don't ever remember having a counselor in high school. Well, we had, like, yes, we did. Yes, we did. We had social workers. As a matter of fact, in my high school, my aunt was one of the social workers that was there that worked there. And they all had a little office. But it was mostly focused on grades, like whether you were maintaining and what you were doing, right? You're showing up to class and attendance. It
wasn't
pretty much focused necessarily on behaviors and, you know, like, I guess now that social media is here and depression and bullying. Hey, one thing they teach more about now is being kind to others, right?
Yeah.
Social responsibility and things like that. Bullying is not tolerated or accepted.
Bullying is definitely a big thing.
In the school, you used to get talked about shoes,
clothes, all of that. Hair. What are those?
If you was dirty, they was telling you was dirty.
You smell. Yeah. Oh, man, we had a bunch of them kids on the real.
When they're not taught properly, they can be a little abrasive and unkind.
Definitely they can. They was. I know, especially, you know, me growing up, around, you know, the guys I grew up around, man, it was like no filter. You know, it was no filter. We going all in, off top. And, for us, it made us stronger. It made us have to come back. Like, I think now kids, now they more sissified. I want to say sissy fat. They can't take nothing no more.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's built
so
different.
So this is not, saying? Sissy is just not the word that we want.
Well,
to
okay, not sissy fat. I would say, what's the correct word?
I don't know. It ain't that. Okay, let's say they are not exposed to, like, trauma in a way.
Okay, it's like they baby fat then. They baby fat now.
Baby fat. I mean, so... I think I get what you're saying, though.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll explain it in a way that I guess I
interpret
understand.
What you understand. Okay, please help me.
So
I need help.
Growing up in the inner city, right, I believe that there's a lot more exposure to things, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was hard. Right. It was bad.
We also always did the...
Soft. Yeah, you're right. Soft. Sheltered. Okay, mama, shelter.
There
you
go.
Yes. Shout out
sheltered.
To y'all.
There you go. Thank you.
That's Ms. my daughter, Raven. Raven. That's my
Hi,
daughter.
Raven.
Shout out, Raven.
Thanks.
Hey, girl.
Thanks, Reggie. Yes, sir. So, like, when you go to school back then...
Yeah.
And maybe still in the city today. Uh-huh. Like I said, we're removed. We don't know.
Yeah, true.
But I would say that my kids are not, if I was to move from where I am and move back to where I was, they would not be ready. They're not ready.
Yeah, so it's different. It's, two different atmospheres.
Right. But see, I feel like I'm speaking ignorantly because I haven't been there in 12 years. So I really don't know.
Correct. Because they might just be right on point. You never know.
But what you were saying was that they weren't exposed to as much. We had to have thick skin.
Yeah, there you go. We had to have thick skin back in the day. You're right.
And you couldn't come home crying.
No.
You get out there, you had to fight your battles.
On the real, I'm talking about you.
We wasn't talking about no feelings.
Bobby, he beat me. Well, guess what?
You better get
Go on, get back outside and don't come back in, you know.
And if you do come in, you come back in here, if you don't.
Right, you don't get him?
I'm going to get you.
I'm going to get you. You know, best believe, I got it ready.
You know it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, you know, let's get past the behaviors and stuff like that. As far as what they're teaching.
What I teach my kids now is different. Like, yeah, okay, somebody hit you, you talk to a teacher first, right? I do. This is everybody.
Especially in school.
From my oldest on down, right?
Yeah, you at school. In the school.
Somebody put their hands on you. Around you.
So somebody put their hands on your kids in school.
You tell a teacher. You let an adult know.
And then what? What if the adult don't
know? At some point, right? If nothing is being done and you talking to me and you talking to the teacher, you have the right to defend yourself.
Right.
I don't expect you to be a punching bag for anybody.
Correct.
Period.
Words or physical.
Period.
I'm definitely, you know.
Right. At the end of the day, the day got to end.
Hey, the day go is. So, you know, me personally, my children, especially my son, you know, you don't let nobody put their hands on you. And he does, you know, do the, I'm going to go talk to the teacher first. You know, he does do that. But the thing about it, if it's an ongoing situation, something has to be done. Me personally, true, I can't incorporate what I would want him to do because mm-hmm. it's not right. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, therefore, I have to go,
yeah,
you know, air quotes, I have to tell him, hey, go tell the teacher again. You know, but then on the other side, when we come out of school, you know, it's a whole different conversation. And I'm going to keep that for us.
Okay. So, what I'll say is, I'm thinking about because it's not the parent that's going to experience the consequence. Well, the parents will experience the consequences secondary. The child in question, right, my sons,
uh-huh,
whatever they do, they'll be held accountable for their actions.
Yep.
And so I have to say that your first line of defense isn't always going to be
go tell.
No, it's not. It's going to be go tell. It's going to be handling it from a what? Like using your brain from an intelligence perspective.
Yeah, intelligence perspective.
Right.
True.
Not
violence
emotional.
Doesn't solve
right.
anything.
You upset. True. You're not going to just punch somebody.
True. Violence doesn't solve anything.
Right? So I want you to talk. If they hit first in school, you already know. Like, they calling you up to the school. They going to tell you.
Correct.
But then it goes on their school record.
Yep.
Right?
True.
And then.
If this is an unruly student.
If this is what you. Right.
You know, he likes to fight. And then now he got a label. And now he, you know what I'm saying?
That
part. You know,
that part.
He's
the problem child.
Yes.
Because now he doesn't. You know,
and now that messes with his mental.
He doesn't have self-control. He can't control himself. He lacks discipline. You
yes.
know? No,
yes.
You'll never put a label down. We going to think about this. And right, if the parents not doing their part. Like, get up. Some parents can't afford to take off work to go
true.
Handle that business, but get
true.
On the phone and talk to their
bless
teacher.
You.
And so we're going to talk about systemic inequities in education.
Go
right?
on here. Go
because,
on here.
Because.
Yeah.
Because coming here, I have so many parents, right?
Right.
That are outside of the Grand Forks. We don't take into account, right, trauma. We don't take into account culture, anything like that. When we have educational settings mm-hmm. at all. They're not teaching your kids individually.
True.
They're teaching herd.
Herd.
We
mentality.
All sit in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you special, but I don't have time. They don't pay me to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
They take you to the side and be like, let me just teach you
right.
by yourself.
We don't have, we're going to address your shortcomings.
If they do, they're going to give you an IEP.
Right. There you go. Individualized education plan.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to address your shortcomings so you can stay on track and be with everybody else.
Yeah.
We're going to accommodate.
We'll try to group you in too.
Right. But if you special, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, they are going to stay, right?
Uh-huh.
In the circle.
Yeah.
They're not going to teach you to color outside the lines. You get this piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
They're going to tell you to, you color. They tell you what they tell you to do.
Trace it.
Stay in the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I got to make sure that I equip my kids.
We do.
My
we do
children.
Gotta make sure. We gotta make sure we equip them the proper way with the right information so they can get the education and also live the experience so it all comes knowledge.
Right. So I have people and I'm really trying to address the inequities that I see because parenting is not the same across the board. Families are not the same across the board. And when
true.
We talk about education, no settings, how people raise their children, how they discipline them and things like that, it's not the same.
True.
It's not, but they expect it to be the same. They expect you to follow their system.
Correct.
Right. And they expect you to stay within those boundaries. Ooh, I'm going to have to call you back. Sorry. They expect you to stay within those boundaries.
You know what I'm saying? She's just mixed culture, just, you know.
Look,
anyway.
And so I find a lot, like, when you're looking at, like, even, like, the teachers and stuff contacting the parents based on, like, what their children are saying in school or, you know, what they're seeing, the behaviors and things like that. I don't know. It's a miss to me.
Yes, it is, man. You know, again, you know, it's that herd mentality. We all know what the herd mentality is. And it's like they, you know, what I feel in schools right now is, you know, they're going to teach you the best they can. You know, they're going to give them the systematic approach as possible, which is going to give them a job. And they're going to continue to be in debt. And, is you know, they're going to get a job to pay that money off to get some more debt. And, you know, unless you're smart. So you got to understand, as your kids teach, as your kids get taught in the public school system, any school system, continue to show them different real life situations and educate themselves about money, what money is really for. Let them look at credit. Let them look at taxes. Have them understand these real life situations so therefore, once they come into these things, they don't feel lost. It's up to us. They are children, even though they're going to do what they want to do. But we have to continue to educate them. You feel me?
That's true. Because a lot of the inequities come from families that experience poverty, families that are living in poverty. And it's always going to be, what do you say, generational trauma.
That's part of it, yeah.
Generational poverty. They don't teach you, they're not teaching you how to build wealth. And right, but some part of the world, right, it's all a balance, right? Because you need worker bees.
Correct.
They're not going to. They're not teaching your children to become entrepreneurs, but
you can give them a choice.
Parents is up to the parents because the school is there, right? There's a responsibility to the parent.
True.
To do their part, right?
Yes.
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 Okay.
It is a responsibility for us, all parents. Listening to us today, it is your responsibility to equip your children with the right education, the right knowledge. To have them make a healthy choice, whether they say, hey, you know what, I want to continue to go to school so I can be a doctor. Or, you know what, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to have a doctor's office. You know what I'm saying? It's totally up to us. If that option is not there, then we just leave them. It's like leading them to the wolves, man. It's going to be the same thing. Here we go. They didn't went to 16 years of college and they working at McDonald's.
I would hope that somebody that went to 16 years of college at McDonald's. Hey, let me just say that McDonald's, they pay $18 an hour now.
Yes, McDonald's definitely came a long way.
My first job was McDonald's, and I made $5.15 per hour at 16.
I remember. At 16, I made $10 an hour. My first job was at CTVN, Community Television Network.
But let me tell you. But it's so incongruent. Like, I don't know. Everything is just.
Think about it. Breathe. You got this.
It's weird, man. It's weird because thinking about like the dynamics of family, right?
Yeah.
If you have a parent that has been working.
Yes.
For 20, 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And they only making $20 an hour.
It's crazy, right?
Right? No, they had to have a high school diploma just to get this job. They kid who doesn't have a high school diploma,
uh-huh.
Who's 15, 16 years old.
Right.
Here in the state of North Dakota, you can get a job at 13. They can make $16 to $18 an hour. Is sick.
That's crazy.
And then the bill's still going to be the same. You're not going to ask your 16-year-old daughter or your son to help out on the rent.
Yeah, you got to put in. That's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's how we, you know, that's how I was raised, man. You know, family, we all put in the bank. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how old I was and how much money I got. When I came back home, I hit grandma, here go a piece, and she let me keep my piece. So it's like I was working and, you know, giving grandma allowance. You know what I mean?
So as a teenager, I didn't have to kick in on anything. But like as a mini adult with a child, if I was staying with my parents, I definitely had to pay. I had to for my one room for like
responsibility,
right? Prepare me for life, for real worldness and things like that, right? Yeah. So I'll pay for the necessities. I'll cover like the things that I'm supposed
your
to.
Phone but bill.
Any extras,
yeah,
right? That's on you.
Yeah.
Like is this. This is a part of what I'm supposed to do, or what you. This a want or is this a need? Is this
true?
Right.
Differentiate.
So, yeah, but Today we got a little short show.
We didn't push pause. We didn't push record.
Oh, you are.
Oh.
Look him. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Look, I got a quote for you, or a friendly reminder, right? I read a quote. It was by Lewis Howe.
What did Lewis Howe say?
Stress is a choice.
That's it?
Inner peace. Choose inner peace.
Okay.
Choose inner peace.
Stress is a choice.
Inner peace.
Choose inner peace.
Choose inner peace. Okay.
How you feel about that?
I feel good about it, because I'm going to always choose inner peace.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody that want to choose stress.
But people don't know that stress is a choice. You could choose to be a part of that situation or not to. You messing around with a headache.
Guess what? You're going to need some Excedrin.
Right.
You're going to need some Excedrin. Right, you feel me?
You don't like your circumstances changing.
Changing. You don't like the way things going. Hey, put in the effort and the work to do what needs to be done.
And we didn't say that it was going to be easy, right?
Ain't nothing because easy.
It's not. Because a lot of times we say these things and like, hey, we done been there. Like, I have been in situations where I don't like what's going on. I don't like the odds. I don't like what's being said. I got to get up out the jam. You got to calculate in your mind and get those steps together and figure out what's next for you.
Hey, I agree. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, again, shout out to E.T. Eric Thomas, man. He say, you will never be successful until you turn your pain into greatness. Until you allow your pain to push you from where you are to push you to where you need to be. Stop running from your pain. Embrace it. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize, a part of your product. I challenge you to push yourself.
So basically he's saying what you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while.
Come on now.
You guys put up this picture up.
Oh, okay. We got one more picture for y'all, man. It's called
I don't know if you can hear. I don't know if you can hear me.
Oh, this one over there? Okay.
That's Paul. All right,
can you hear me?
Say something.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so I actually... This picture actually intrigued me. Because this is interesting.
It is?
Because everybody uses emojis through text messaging and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of has a really good representation of society right now, of everybody that just, like, before they go out of their house, they're looking at what face they want to put on today.
Yep.
I think that this is actually a really good piece of art.
Or even behind it. Look, when they be keyboard gangstering too, and they be on social media.
Well, it kind of shows like the soullessness of everybody.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm also looking out the window. Mm-hmm. At an empty world. Let me see who I'm going to be today. Because the face is empty, naturally.
Yeah, there's a guy that actually talked about Generation Z, that how they have to deal with this through dealing with, like, being in corporations and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how the new generations, they really don't find joy in life. Like, every day is just the same as yesterday.
Yeah.
Because the... Everybody's just staring at their phones. There's no interaction. There's no, hey, how was your day today? How was your dad? How is this? It's all, everybody's staring at their phones, and then they're just waiting for that emoji of, like, I got a like, I got a smile, I got a heart, whatever it is. I think this is a really good piece of artwork that kind of shows that.
I agree with you. It's definitely living out loud. What you think?
I think that the color on the faces speak volumes, right?
Yeah.
Color represents emotion in a way to me, but the fact that it's the shock, the smiley face, the put on your best forward, the big smile, and then you know it's nothing behind it, like people be really faking. But I mean, is it faking or is it just masking? Because that is a mask over there. They're masking and just feeling empty inside.
But that's what I'm saying. They're empty. They have an empty, you know, it's like really an empty canvas right there.
But see, we can't even like blanket everybody. That's just somebody.
Those moments and those people.
Whatever that artist was feeling when he created that. But yeah.
I agree. That was a powerful, powerful moment about society and what, you know, like you said, Generational Z looking at. And being in a corporation, being in a big business, and climbing that ladder, everything is, you know, mixed up, messed up.
What's Gen Z? What year did they start in?
Paul, what year does Gen Z start?
84.
84.
Because we Generation X. You know, you Gen X. You know that, right?
Where the Ys?
Do we have Y? Didn't they skip Y?
Y is after Z.
So, yeah, because the millennials was after X. Though.
How did that work? How you go from X to Z?
It was Gen X. Then and millennials. That was millennials. So it was X, then millennials.
Yeah.
Then Gen Y.
Oh,
then Gen,
okay.
And then the new one is Alpha.
Alpha. Yeah, Generation Alpha. Yeah, man. Y'all, you know.
I can't keep up.
You know. What's up, Bria, baby? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bri Bri. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, Bria.
And then they go, Brenea. Brenea said, what up, sis?
Hey, Brenea.
What's up, B?
Hey, sis. You so...
Man, we thank y'all for choosing in and checking in and choosing us to check in with. And, you know what I'm saying? Hit us on all our social media sites. It's right there in the description. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to tell y'all about some upcoming events that are coming up. Oh, about our social media sites. Okay.
Here in Grand Forks.
Apple Music, iHeartRadio.
Amazon Music.
Let's see.
Rumble. We on Rumble.
We on YouTube and Facebook,
YouTube, Facebook.
Like, follow, share, subscribe. Look,
Podbean.
Go ahead, drop us. Let us know. Drop in our inbox, DM us, whatever. Let us know what you want to see on the show.
So, Rachel, you can't say hi to me?
Discuss. Hey, Booski. let us know what topics you're interested in. We want to know, hey, if you want to come in and talk about something, we down to talk about it with you. We love to hear other different perspectives. We love the people, don't we?
That's what we about.
Okay.
So we mix culture. And hey, guess what? Y'all continue to have a great day.
Wait. I forgot to tell them about the people.
All the events.
The events.
Holla at your boy.
Hey, I said we were shooting the breeze, right? Crazy. Just off the wall. Okay, so Jesus Walks, May 18th at 11 a.m. There is a high tea and fashion show on May 11th. You can learn about those events through Love and Action.
Love and Action. Check them out.
There's a Mother's Day open. Open mic
at the Ember.
Saturday,
check in. 6 o'clock. You know what I'm talking about?
6 p.m. Come show your talent.
Roosevelt and Destiny performing something epic. Y'all got to be in the show. Y'all got to check us out.
Okay, I'm going to come down there and support you, see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's Mama's Day.
Okay, is it going to be like Apollo? You can do like, boo.
Whatever you want to. But y'all ain't going to do that. Y'all going to be like, oh, my goodness.
Okay. No, I believe you're going to be good. Okay, and then Tuesday, May 21st is Illumina Night. They are going to be doing an event in East Grand Forks where they're going to be hosting families. They're going to have some food trucks there. They're going to have some yoga there. They're going to have a lot of different activities. They're going to have a lot of vendors and resources. And, I mean, it's for the people. Bring your family out. We'll have more information about that. And, as usual, you'll find us every other Wednesday. So not this Wednesday. What's the day for next Wednesday? The next one. What's the next one?
The next one is...
Okay, let me pull up my phone real quick.
That day. See, we supposed to be quick on the trigger. We definitely shooting the breeze.
Shooting the breeze. We wanted to know what it was going to be like, y'all. Don't talk about us. Wednesday, May the 22nd.
And that show will be filmed at 12:15 to 1:15. Definitely tune in to Mixed Culture with Roosevelt and Kimmy.
Hey.
Until then, you guys have a great and wonderful weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Hey,
you know what
Mother's
I'm saying?
Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's happy Day, Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I'm a friend,
happy
you know.
Mother's Day.
All the mothers.
And we out.